This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We begin this episode by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the Majestic, the Exalted, and we ask Him to send His choicest of blessings and salutations upon the final messenger, beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear brothers and sisters, I welcome you all back to the Word series. I know it's been some time since I uploaded an episode with regards to this series. But for those of you who have been following this series, in the past few episodes, we've been choosing and discussing powerful words from the Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And that is the objective, the goal behind this series, and that is to choose powerful words from the Quran, from the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to go on to unpack and discuss these words as much as possible through the light of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So the word that I have in place for today's episode is the word that the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created the heavens and the earth for. It is for this word that He created Jannah and Jahannam. It is for this word that He revealed His kutub, His books. It is for this word that He sent His anbiya, His rusul, He sent His prophets, He sent His messengers. And it would not be an exaggeration to state that the entirety of the Quran revolves around this word, Iman, Al-Iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of Iman. Ameen. So, as is our practice, we will now go on to unpack this word from a lughatan standpoint, from a literal standpoint, and then we'll also go on to discuss it from an istilahi standpoint, from a technical standpoint, inshallah ta'ala. So, lughatan, what does the word al-Iman mean? So, it stems from the trilateral verb Hamza, Mim, Noon. Hamza, Mim, Noon. In other words, Amina. And the word Amn also stems from it. Amnun stems from it. Now to understand this better, Amina and Amn is the opposite, is Diddul Khawf, the opposite of Al Khawf. Understanding through opposites is interesting and it helps. So it is Diddul Khawf. So what is Al Khawf? Al Khawf is fear. So Amina and Amn is Diddul Khawf, the opposite of Al Khawf. Yani sukun al-qalb. It is to be peaceful. It is to be tranquil at heart. It is to be calm. This is amn. Think about it. When someone is riddled with fear, al-khawf, how would you describe the state of that individual? That individual would be perturbed. He or she would be disturbed, anxious. You would have stress, registering on their faces. But on the other hand, the opposite of it is to be peaceful. It is to be tranquil. Sukunul qalb. Our Maker subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Suratul An'am, which is the 6th chapter, ayah number 82.
Alladhina amanu wa lam yalbisu imanahum بِظُلْمٍ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The understanding of this ayah, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who have brought in iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of Iman. Ameen. Those who believe, those who have brought in Iman. وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمْ. And do not mix their Iman with ظُلْم. What is a ظُلْم? Oppression, injustice. They don't make talbis of their Iman with ظُلْم. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنِ. Allah says in the Quran. They, for them, those will have al-amn, sukunul al-qalb. They'll be secure, they'll be at ease, they'll be peaceful, they'll be tranquil. وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. And they are the rightly guided ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from them. Ameen. It can also be said that it is deduced from the word amana in the Arabic language. Now, this is a word that you and I, we are all familiar with, amana. It is the opposite of al-khiyana. Khiyana is treachery. Khiyana is betrayal. So al-amana, trust. It is to be trustworthy. Al-amana. And another meaning, or another deduction that we can make is that it stems from the meaning of, or it gives the meaning of at-tasdiq. At-tasdiq, which is to confirm, it is to believe, it is to affirm, tasdiq. Our Maker subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Yusuf, which is the 12th chapter, ayah number 17.
قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا إِنَّا ذَهَبْنَا نَسْتَبِقُ وَتَرَكْنَا يُوسُفَ عِنْدَ مَتَاعِنَا فَأَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ.
So the siblings of the Prophet Joseph, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, for those of you who are familiar with the story, you know that they take him away from his father. And because of the jealousy that they had towards him, they go on to dump him into a well. And now they come back to their father and they cook up a story. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions their conversation with their father, what they basically said to their father. So they say, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا, O our father, إِنَّا ذَهَبْنَا نَسْتَبِقْ. So we indeed, we went racing, we were competing with one another. فَتَرَكْنَا وَتَرَكْنَا يُوسُفَ عِنْدَ مَتَاعِنَا. And we left Yusuf with our things, with our possessions. فَأَكَلَهُ الذِّبِ. And a wolf devoured him. A wolf ate him up. And that was a blatant lie, by the way. A blatant lie. And then they go on to say, وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا. See, the word mu'min is the ism fa'il. It is the doer of the word iman. Mu'min. That's why we say, you know, I'm a mu'min. Or Ya Allah, make me from the mu'minun, right? So, وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا. But you will not make tasdeeq of what we are saying. Yani, you will not believe in us. You will not confirm what we are saying. You will not affirm what we are saying. وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ. Even if we were to be truthful. So, the beauty of understanding all of this, my dear brothers and sisters, is that, as you can see, it's a very broad spectrum term. And it has all these meanings infused within it. The meaning of sukoon al-qalb, to be tranquil and peaceful at heart. The meaning of al-amana, as in it is a trust that has been thrusted on our shoulders. I.e., what is this trust? It is this responsibility to align our lives with the purpose of our Maker. It is to live our lives in alignment with the purpose of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A few days ago, I think it was yesterday, the day before, I released a video and you should go check it out. Living with intention. Deducing lessons from, I'll have it linked up above at this juncture to make it easier for you. Touching on the hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. And also the purpose as to why Allah Azza wa Jalla has created us to live a life with purpose. A purpose-driven life, to live with intention. This is the life of a believer. To align yourself with the purpose of the Maker subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you become so powerful. You reap so many benefits in this world as well as the hereafter. May Allah Azza wa Jalla open doors of clear understanding for all of us. Ameen. So this is the, subhanallah, just at the lughatan standpoint itself, it's mind-blowing to understand this word al-Iman. Now let's look at the istilahi definition, the technical definition. Now as per the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Al-Iman is defined as قَوْلٌ بِاللِّسَانِ وَاعْتِقَادٌ بِالْقَلْبِ أَوْ بِالْجَنَانِ وَعَمَلٌ بِالْأَرْكَانِ. Let me repeat. قَوْلٌ بِاللِّسَانِ وَاعْتِقَادٌ بِالْجَنَانِ وَعَمَلٌ بِالْأَرْكَانِ. So what is this statement? قَوْلٌ بِاللِّسَانِ. Iman is a statement upon the tongue. And is that all? No. It is a statement upon the tongue. And it is firm conviction and belief in the heart. and it is actions upon the limbs, amalun bil arkan. All of these put together, then you have the holistic understanding of al-Iman. Imam al-Dunya, Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, in his book, see, it's interesting, and students of knowledge will relate to this. The whole chapterization of Imam al-Bukhari is very interesting. The way he has brought about chapters. There are subtle indications, and there are, you as a student of knowledge, you can deduce Imam al-Bukhari's standpoints through the way he has brought the chapters in his book. So he has brought about a chapter, Al-Imanu Qawlun wa Amal Yazid wa Yanqus. Iman is Qawl and Amal. It is statement. It is a statement, and or rather it consists of statements and actions. Yazid wa Yanqus. Your Iman goes up and goes down. Now this is a very important discussion, because in the past and even now there are people who would go on to try and eliminate the actions side of things, saying that, you know, oh, Iman is just something to do with one's heart. And, you know, that's about it. There's no actions involved. And they want to try and eliminate, let's say, Salah out of the equation. They want to eliminate so many other ibadat out of the equation, saying that all that is important is what is in my heart. So long as I have good thoughts in my heart, you know what? This is all I have to do. But no, my dear brother, no, my dear sister, when you look at the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is exactly what I hope to prove to you through the Quran and the Sunnah, you will understand that Iman, it consists of qawlun bil lisan, qawlun bil qalb. It consists of four things. Qawlun bil lisan, statement through the tongue. Okay. Qawlun bil qalb, statement through your heart. Amalun bil qalb, and actions through your heart. Amalun bil jawarih, and actions through your limbs. Once you have all these four areas covered, that's when you have understood Iman. Otherwise, your Iman is lacking. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Otherwise, your Iman is defective. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Ameen. So now you might be wondering, okay, so you said al-Imanu qawlun bil-lisan, wa'atiqadun bil-jinan, wa'amalun bil-arkan. What are your proofs in this regard? So I'm now going to give you proof from the Quran and the Sunnah. Just before I get into that, Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah is also reported to have said, laqitu akthar min alf rajlin min al-ulama, fama ra'aytu ahadan minhum yakhtalifu fi anna al-imana qawlun wa'amal wa yazid wa yanqus. Imam al-Bukhari is reported to have said that I have met more than 1,000 scholars. I've met more than 1,000 scholars, and I've not seen even one of them having a difference of opinion with regards to al-Iman being qawlan amal yazid wa yanqus. 1,000 ulama, 1,000 people of sound knowledge. You see, you had groups in the past who were, you know, trying to cause fitan and problems and issues, and, you know, going along deviant paths, having deviant views and distorted views, and like I said, trying to eliminate the amal side of things. But Imam al-Bukhari states, I have met 1,000 ulama, 1,000 people of sound knowledge, and none of them had any dispute or difference of opinion with regards to Iman being qawl and amal. It consists of statements and actions, yazid wa yanqus, and there is this understanding where Iman goes up and down. Now, like I said earlier on, to prove these three areas, now if you take the definition, the istilahi definition is what? We just said, qawlun bil lisan, wa atiqadun bil jinan, wa amalun bil arkan. Remember that. Qawlun bil lisan, wa atiqadun bil jinan, wa amalun bil arkan. A statement upon the tongue, firm conviction and belief in your heart, and limbs, as in action on your limbs. These three things. Now I'm going to prove this to you through the Quran and the Sunnah. So let's take qawlun bil lisan first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the second chapter, ayah number 136.
قُلُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون.
Now look at the understanding of the ayah. قولوا آمنا. قولوا, imperative tense. قولوا, say. Now we just said قولٌ باللسان, right? We're discussing proofs with regards to قولٌ باللسان. That iman is a statement upon your tongue. So Allah is saying here, say. Say. So how, I mean, it's a statement, right? Say, O believers, آمنا بالله, we have believed in Allah, وما أنزل إلينا, and believed in what has been revealed to us, وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب الأسباط, and what has been revealed to إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام, إسماعيل عليه الصلاة والسلام, إسحاق, يعقوب والأسباط, and their descendants عليهم الصلاة والسلام, وما أوتي موسى وعيسى, and what was given to موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام, what was given to عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام, وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم, and what was given, we believe in all of that, and we believe in what was given to the prophets from their Lord. لا نفرق بين أحد منهم, we make no distinction between any of them, ونحن له مسلمون, and we are Muslims, we submit unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the shahid, the whole point of mentioning this is قولوا آمنا, say. Now let me mention a few ahadith. We have a hadith that has been recorded in the book of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. We have the scene where the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is on his deathbed, Abu Talib. And what happens? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as per the hadith, لَمَّا حَضَرَتْ أَبَا طَالِبٍ الْوَفَاءُ جَاءَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَوَجَدَ عِنْدَهُ أَبَا جَهْلٍ وَعَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنَ أَبِي أُمَيَّةَ. Okay, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now when death had approached the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet now comes to his uncle and he finds Abu Jahl and Abdullah ibn Abi Umayyah there with his uncle. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأبي طالب. Now the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم tells Abu Talib, يا عم, oh my uncle, يا عم, قل لا إله إلا الله, say لا إله إلا الله, that there is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah. أشهد لك بها عند الله. What will I do? I will bear witness for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now look at what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him. قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, say that there is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah. But we all know what happened at that juncture where Abu Talib, he refuses to do so. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he leaves the room dejected. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, He reveals ayat, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. O Prophet, and this was Allah Azza wa Jal consoling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reassuring the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتْ, indeed you do not, or you cannot guide those whom you love, those whom you wish. The translation goes along the lines with this. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, but indeed Allah guides whom He wills. So this was Allah Azza wa Jalla lightening the burden on the shoulders of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, you have done your part. You have executed your responsibility. You have conveyed the message. And now guidance is to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now moving on, we have another hadith. And this one is recorded in the book of Imam al-Muslim rahimahullah. الْإِيمَانُ بِضْعٌ وَسَبْعُونَ. Iman has more than 70 branches. أفضلها, and the best of it, the most superior of them all, قول لا إله إلا الله. The saying, the statement. Now look, this is all evidence for what? قول باللسان. Now don't lose track. I said الإيمان قول باللسان واعتقاد بالجنان وعمل بالأركان. Now we are proving قول باللسان. So Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says أفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله. The most superior. Afdal, it's in its superlative form. The best of them all is the saying, La ilaha illallah. There is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah. Wa adnaha, and the most lowest, or the lowest of them all, is imatatul adha anit tariq. And it is the removal of an obstacle, of something that is harmful from the way, you know, from the streets, from the pathways. If there's something harmful, to remove it, this is also from the branches of of iman. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to say, "Wal haya'u shu'batun min al-iman," and modesty is a branch of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of modesty. Ameen. Now moving on, the second part of the definition, wa'tiqadun bil jinan. Now to bring in firm belief and firm conviction in your heart, we said that this is part of iman. Now you might ask, what is your proof, ya Sheikh? Look at the proofs now. Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. So the believers are only the ones who have believed in Allah and His Messenger, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. They have believed and they do not then doubt. No doubt. So they firmly believe, there is firm conviction and now no doubt. So as you can see, وَاعْتِقَادٌ بِالْجِنَانِ, it is something to do with your heart, your belief. You believe firmly in Allah and His Messenger, and now you have no doubt. We have the hadith that has been recorded in the book of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, rahimahumallah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Ma min 'abdin yashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu sidqan min qalbihi illa harramahu Allahu 'ala an-nar." Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Ma min 'abdin." There's no slave who bears witness that there is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his slave and his messenger. Sidqan min qalbihi, firmly, with firm conviction from his or her heart. Illa harramahu Allahu 'ala an-nar, except that Allah will prohibit that individual from the fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the blazing fire of Jahannam. Ameen. Now this hadith, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is understood as a hadith muqayyad. As in, you can see that this hadith is conditional. Because now you have other hadith that are mutlaq, general, with regards to this. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah." The one who says la ilaha illallah goes to Jannah. Now those general ahadith are made, or rather those general narrations are made conditional through the conditional narrations, because they're talking along the same lines. So there we understand that the Prophet has said certain general things and then now gone on to bring in conditions here. So you need to say it how? Sidqan min qalbihi. There is no point in just uttering it whilst having something else in your heart. But rather, sidqan min qalbihi, with firm conviction and firm belief from his or her heart, then that individual is going to be saved from the fire of Jahannam. There's another hadith that has been recorded in the book of Imam Muslim, rahimahullah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Man mat wa huwa ya'lam annahu la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah." The one who dies, wa huwa ya'lam. Ya'lam, yani whilst he has the knowledge, whilst he knows. So as you can see, this again has to do with one's heart. Whilst he knows, annahu la ilaha illallah, that indeed there is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah, dakhala al-jannah, he will enter Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of Jannah. Ameen. Another hadith. This one's been recorded in the book of Imam Muslim, rahimahullah. The Prophet ﷺ is reported to have told Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, "Ya Abu Huraira, idhhab bi na'layya hatayn, faman laqita min wara'i hadha al-ha'it yashhadu an la ilaha illallah mustayqinan biha qalbuhu fabashshirhu bil jannah." Take my two shoes, if you will, okay? Take them so that the people know that you are coming with words from me. Take my two shoes, and whoever you meet beyond this wall, tell them, whoever you meet bearing witness that there is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah, mustayqinan biha qalbuhu, having firm conviction with regards to that in his or her heart, fabashshirhu bil jannah, give glad tidings to that individual with regards to Jannah. So as you can see, mustayqinan biha qalbuhu, sidqan min qalbihi, ya'lam. All of this has to do with the heart of an individual. Now, the last part of the definition, and this is where we can't stop. You see, like I said earlier on, there are certain groups that state qawlun bil lisan wa i'tiqadun bil jinan, and they want to conveniently remove the last bit, amalun bil arkan, so that they don't have to perform ibadah. Then you don't have to wake up for tahajjud, you don't have to wake up for fajr, you don't have to fast the month of Ramadan. They want to remove that part very conveniently. But that is not the understanding that we see through the Quran and the Sunnah. We have a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now I'm going to prove the last bit of the definition. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us, "Inna Allaha la yanzur ila suwarikum wa la ila amwalikum." And this hadith is cited often, but most of the time incomplete, in an incomplete way. So indeed, Allah does not look at your ila suwarikum aw ila ajsamikum. Allah does not look at your appearance. Allah does not look at your body. Wa la ila amwalikum. Nor does Allah look at your net worth. Allah does not look at your portfolio. Allah does not look at your wealth, if you will. وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. But Allah looks إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ, towards your hearts. And this is where a lot of people tend to stop. But you need to complete the hadith. وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. What is the ending of the hadith? وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah looks at your hearts and Allah looks at your deeds. So as you can see, عَمَلٌ بِالْأَرْكَانِ is part of the definition. Limbs, as in actions upon your limbs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in Surah Zukhruf, which is the 43rd chapter, ayah number, in first Allah mentions in Surah Anfal, which is the 8th chapter, from ayah 2 to 4. Allah says,
إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إنما المؤمنون, the believers are only those who, إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ, when Allah is mentioned, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts tremble, their hearts become fearful. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ, and when His ayat are read, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, it increases them in iman. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and they place tawakkul, they rely upon their Lord. And does the ayah end there? No. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, they are the ones who establish salah. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and they spend from what we have provided them. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّا, those are the believers, the true believers. Those are the believers truly. لَهُمْ دَرَجَات, for them are ranks, are darajat, are degrees. عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, with their Lord. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ, and forgiveness, maghfira from Allah, and rizqun kareem. Subhanallah. Not just any rizq, not just any ordinary rizq, a noble rizq. See, one is you have a gift, if you will, and then a noble gift, subhanallah. Rizqun kareem, noble rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another place in Surah Zukhruf, Allah says, وَتِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ. In other words, and that is Jannah, that is paradise, which you are made to inherit. وَتِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ, for what? بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, for what you used to do, for your amal. So as you can see, my dear brothers and sisters, there's enough and more proof to prove this definition of al-Iman. قَوْلٌ بِاللِّسَانِ وَاعْتِقَادٌ بِالْجَنَانِ وَعَمَلٌ بِالْأَرْكَانِ. And as we conclude this episode, my dear brothers and sisters, I'd like to conclude on this point that Iman has a sweetness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all to taste and savor the sweetness of Iman. You might be wondering, sweetness? Really? How do we understand this? Or how do we know that Iman has a sweetness? Let me mention a hadith that has been recorded in the book of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, rahimahumallah. عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال. So Anas رضي الله عنه, he states that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ثلاث من كن فيه وجد حلاوة الإيمان. There are three, in other words, three traits, three qualities. Whoever has them will taste حلاوة الإيمان, the sweetness of Iman. What are these three traits? Number one, من كان الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. The one to whom Allah and His Messenger become dearer than anyone or anything else. Allah and His Messenger are the dearest to that individual. Allahu Akbar. Trait number two, وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ عَبْدًا لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. The one who loves a person and he loves him only for the sake of Allah. And the third trait, وَمَنْ يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ أَنْقَذَهُ اللَّهُ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يُلْقَى فِي النَّارِ. The one who hates to go into disbelief, to disbelieve in Allah, after Allah has saved him from it, just as how he would dislike or hate to be thrown into a fire. Subhanallah. These are the three traits. See, Umar radiallahu anhu, once he says, Ya Rasulallah, O Messenger of Allah, you are more beloved to me than everything but myself. Than myself. More than everything but myself. Okay? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then responds, La. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكَ مِن نَفْسِكَ. No, Ya Umar. No. By the one in whose hand is my soul, until I am more beloved to you than yourself. Umar radiallahu anhu immediately learns the lesson. He immediately rectifies and he says, Indeed, Wallahi, I swear by Allah that, O Messenger of Allah, you are more beloved to me more than myself. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Now you are right, Ya Umar. So as you can see, my dear brothers and sisters, this is the height of Iman. To love Allah and His Messenger more than anyone or anything else. Now you might think to yourself, well, yes, I think I do. I love Allah and His Messenger more than anyone or anything. But let's put forth a tiny example. Let's say you are sleeping at night and your family is with you. Okay, let's say it's your wife, let's say your children are with you. And then in the middle of the night, your wife wakes you up saying, the little one is shivering and has developed a high fever. And you wake up in a rush. And you look at your child, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our families, may Allah protect our children. This is just for the sake of an example. Now you wake up and you see your child trembling, you see your child shivering. What? Just imagine what would run in your head. You will immediately get up, clasp the child, hug the child close to your bosom, and you might even run out of your home. Maybe at times even, let's say if it's a life and death situation, you would rush out with your child, even wearing your night clothes, and rush the child to the hospital, yes or no? But now reverse the same situation where you are now sleeping. Your child is well, walillahi alhamd. Your spouse is well, alhamdulillah. And you're sleeping, and what happens? Now the muadhin calls out, Hayya ala salah. Muadhin calls out, As-salatu khayrun minan nawm. The muadhin calls out, rush to prayer, rush to al-falah, success. Prayer is better than sleep. And what do? when it's an emergency with regards to our family, because we love our family, we love our spouses, we love our children, we rush, we wake up immediately. But here Allah and His Messenger, Allah is calling you to salvation, Allah is calling you to as-salah. And as-salah is better than sleep, but we tug at our blankets, we turn around, and we sleep even more, subhanAllah. So this is a test. And this is, you see, all of us, we are all guilty. I'm guilty of it as well. So this is why we have to constantly keep reminding ourselves and constantly keep recalibrating ourselves so that priority is given to Allah. Priority is given to the Messenger of Allah. And when that happens, as per the words of the Prophet ﷺ, وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ, you will taste the sweetness, you will savor the sweetness of Iman. We conclude this episode by praying sincerely, oh Allah, help us to savor the sweetness of Iman. Ya Allah, help us to bring in these traits so that we savor the sweetness of Iman. Ya Allah, help us, make it easy for us to ensure that we love you, Ya Allah, and your Messenger more than anyone else, more than anything else. Ya Allah, make us from the people of Iman, and Ya Allah, protect us from the blazing fire of Jahannam. Ameen. I hope this video was of benefit. Do share the video around so that others can benefit as well, inshallah ta'ala. And I look forward to talking to you all in another video soon, bi-idhnillah, with the permission of Allah. With that, I conclude. Jazakumullah khairah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.